Listening Library presents Jump into the Sky by Shelley Pearsall. Read for you by J.B. Adkins. Chapter 1. 5th of May. Whenever something bad happened, my Aunt Odella was always quick to say how the end of one thing was the beginning of something else. During the war, she cooked for a lot of church funerals, where any comforting morsels of wisdom you could hand out to grieving folks with a plate of fried chicken and green beans sure came in real handy. Maybe that's where it all started. Who knows? To be honest, the spring of 1945 was so full of endings, sometimes it was hard to make a guess as to what the beginnings might be. It was the end of Hitler, of course, although nobody would fry a chicken's eyeball over him being dead. A lot of people were saying it would be the end of the Nazis and the whole war itself pretty soon, if we were lucky. But the crazy Japs kept insisting no matter what happened, they'd keep on fighting forever. Seeing how often Aunt Odella handed out her funeral advice to other folks, I should have realized the day would come when she'd turn around and use the same words on me. But it was like the Japs sneaking up on Pearl Harbor while the entire country was sleeping. I was taken by complete surprise when she did. I remember, it was early on a Saturday, the first week of May, when Aunt Odella came barging into my room like the Blitz. I was loafing in bed, half asleep, half awake, my big feet drifting over the edge. They'd been doing that a lot. Or maybe the bed was drifting out from under them. I'm telling you, I was 13 with feet the size of U-boats. My mind was drifting, too. I should have been thinking about my father, who was serving in the